o'clock, it's 6:30.
I can't remember when you said.
And so we want to start the.
Late Thursday.
Call the, this meeting to order, this is a workshop. And Chris, would you do a roll call of council, please?
Council President Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Jones?
Here.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhar?
Here.
Councilmember Steer?
Here.
Mayor Nelson?
Here.
Thank you. The purpose of this workshop is to consider the CUNA impact area and in light of some of the recent developments. And each of you were sent a map where I had summarily drawn what I thought might be something we could get by Meridian, that they would approve, that we would approve. So have all of you had a chance to kind of look at, I've got a copy here if anybody wants to kind of refresh this.
I got paper copies if you want to draw.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I will say this, that our planning and zoning doesn't like what I've done at all.
Well, we're halfway there.
Yeah, they're trying to talk, yeah.
Thank you.
One of the things that you'll notice on the east side, that we came down the Highway 69 and then went back out and left all of David Taysom's property in the Meridian District.
Thank you.
Those Meridian people. Lots of color.
Wendy? Are those Meridian? Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway, what this map does is go along Amity until we reach that crest of that canal and just follow that down to the highway, then come down the highway so that we take the corner, the west corner of Lake Hazel, and then cut out David Taysom, then go across to include properties we've already annexed, and finally end up at that. I think that's the half-mile mark on Columbia. So the red is what is Meridian's impact area. And we're doing this in full knowledge that there's property owners on the Meridian side of that line that would like to come into CUNA. And frankly, as long as the law allows for it, I can't see that it makes any difference if they were annexed. But we need to get off of this impasse so that we can get at least most of the city's area mapped. And so.
Well, I am frustrated by this because I think we've been abundantly clear about what our motivations are with drawing these lines. It's areas we can actually service, it's areas we will service if there's demand within the next 5 to 10 years. And in this, you know, slight stretch of Meridian Road, even undeveloped, it looks to increase our tax base by 2%, fully developed by at least 8%. But I'm not really hearing much of what Meridian's motivation is, except that when they did a survey like 8 years ago, this is what the people who lived there 8 years ago thought it should look like. Given that we have all these properties in what we're calling the contested area who intend to annex into CUNA in 2015, again, Meridian, I'm hearing them say, we want this line so that we can have like finality agreement, and then we can both move forward with planning. And if we have an intent to allow these people who've already expressed their desire to annex this year, if we plan to let that move forward, then I don't think there's any value at all in agreeing to a line that we know is going to be violated immediately. And I think it would just make them madder than they already are.
Well, you know, we've been threatened that nothing will be considered for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, not by Meridian, but by the county. And so that means that all of this in the southeast that we're working on, I don't know how that will affect us, but it's really turned pretty ugly. And so, you know, if you take the 10 years that from when this line was drawn and see what's occurred, I don't see that keeping this fight going is worth it for us. And the county commissioners did say they'd be happy to come over and convince you of the right thing if you want them to. But I said, well, I think they can probably determine this on their own. So.
Mayor?
Yeah.
May I ask, it seems to me that I'm getting the impression that the county commissioners are telling us it's Meridian way or no way, and that they're not giving us any support. Am I feeling that right, or?
I would think that that's pretty well right.
Okay.
So, and I wouldn't say county commissioners, I'd say Dave Case.
Yeah.
But he represents us.
Our
supposed to represent us.
Yeah.
Well, Meridian has totally controlled the narrative on this. I mean, they're like making it out to everybody and calling homeowners, contacting homeowners and telling them that CUNA's going to do this. CUNA's going to forcibly annex you. They're putting out a false narrative. And so do we know if Dave is just getting Meridian's false narrative, or if he's getting all of our very reasoned explanation about what our preferences are, whereas I feel like whatever Meridian's goal is, they don't want to tell us what it is, unless it's just pure land grab, because I'm really not hearing any sort of logic whatsoever, except that the people who lived here 8 years ago thought this was a good idea, and that's it. That's exclusively what they're relying on.
Well, they're calling it a land grab, and they being the county. I haven't heard that out of Meridian, but privately they probably are saying something similar. And you know, this line that's in red there, just how it got recognized without our signature is interesting.
Yes.
In the fact that Meridian signed, Dave Case signed as the Ada County, or as our CUNA Planning and Zoning, and then the county signed. But you know, the negotiations between Meridian and us, and there's nobody from the city that ever signed it. So it's recognized as a done deal, when in fact it could never have been a done deal. But you can't get anybody to listen to that. They say, oh no, you're just making a land grab. You should have never crossed Lake Hazel. So anyway, I really felt that if they were giving up the county line clear to this, where that High Point crosses and comes down, that's a pretty good concession.
But I guess I'm just worried that we're talking out of both sides of our mouth. If this is what we're proposing and we say, yep, we'll agree to this, but we have all this area that's marked as we're planning on annexing this within the next 8 months, that we have a clear intention in the very near future to violate what we're agreeing to. And so I think it would do us more harm than good. to do both of those things.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar, if I can approach.
I had a couple of things. I think you had asked about county understanding our position. We went down there and met with Dan Gates, explained our position, and what we had proposed when we left that meeting was an area, something like this. Well, it would have gone like this, I think, being what we had called a no man's land. And he was to approach Meridian's mayor and say if we would agree this, and then this would be Meridian's, and this would be whoever would provide services. And I didn't hear back from Dave Gates that either ever got transmitted to Meridian or not. So we were trying to do this, but more significantly, when we had our town hall meeting, these properties, there's a couple of them on that map here, but these are mostly developed properties in this section here that aren't interested at all in annexing into either jurisdiction at this point in time because they have their house and they have septic and they don't want to do that.
Well, and we're not interested in forcibly annexing anybody anyway.
So you've got a piece here that's developable, and then you've got the radio, and then you've got that section that
we can't get, yeah.
Definitely it wouldn't be because they got the radio towers, and the chance of them ever moving is probably nil. So really what you're talking about then in this area is this piece of property here. And Paul Taylor is one of the property owners. This is his piece here. He's with an agent. They preferably would like to stay in the county until they have to make a decision. And from that, they want to have the choice as to if it's developed, the developer having a choice on where they want to go for services. Again, we are able to service that property much easier and less expensive, so there are obvious consequences. The likelihood would be that it would come in. So in proposing this line here, this area probably has no impact at all, and at some point down the road, if they need services, they may have to decide either A, that they're going to tell Meridian that Meridian needs to run a line, or my thought is, because we had the town hall meeting, we invited them, if they come to CUNA and say, we need to annex in for services, we tell them, okay, you go get the agreement with Meridian to move the line. It's on you now. Because you know, we put it out there as the offer, and we're pretty clear. Here's, you know, we don't intend to annex, but at some point in time, if we have to, you know, you may not have that opportunity. So this area, quite honestly, isn't something that's going to happen for 10 to 20 years.
Okay.
It's really this one. Not sure about this. Is probably not. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking at these pieces over here. And again, there may be some activity on those, and they would like the choice. So in drawing the line down here, if Maria could agree to that, why I had this map drawn by Mr. Borzick was to clearly show and present to Meridian, here's the line that we propose. These people are interested potentially in coming into CUNA if they need services. Now I can tell you that Mr. Taylor has been approached as of these other property owners. I've now been approached by Meridian, apparently telling them that we want to service that area. No time.
Right.
Could be 20 or 30 years, or 10, I don't know that. So this would be something, because I do respect the thought that we only want to be talking on both sides of the house. If we agree on a line, we want them to know that number one, if they come to us, we want to be able to annex at least these properties in. So that this kicker would be, do we have a line? Reading would probably say fine, but it has to be hard and fast. You can't annex in. And we would have to at least say, but we want to give these people the choice, at least for these properties. Probably this is not relevant. It may not ever be in our time. So that's kind of, I think, how we reach this line and dealing with these properties on that. to, again, the important thing for us to get from the town hall meeting was, the properties that are developed, with homes on the septic, just wanted to let them know. So we use the properties that we want to develop, they're, for the most part, it's service-related, where they go, and Meridian isn't gonna bring lines to those areas, then, they'll go to Kena. If it's cheaper to Kena, they'll go to Kena, so, because you've got the plant down here, so, and it's gravity. Gordon has an option of running this way, or something down here, now, just discussions possibly about the line being built to here, or line development, so. Anyway, that's kind of where the line came from, and these properties, what they designate, and some of it here. Really is a moment, it's still that thing, at least for 10 or 20 years, until those septic systems fail, and the line, so it becomes too costly, and if it's a replacement person, just hooking up. Where was those, the DEQ is gonna do it quite frankly.
Well, and you know, at that town hall meeting, the county commissioners had a number of people over here and said, there were more people wanting to stay in Meridian, coming to Kena. And I think that's probably true, what I was hearing, you know, around, a lot of those people up there where you cross that off, were pretty alarmed that they'd be forced into something.
But we're not forcing them.
Well, I know, but.
We've never said that.
You know, we have told them that, but they've also been told on the other side that, yeah, we will.
Of course.
Well, I went back to the minutes, and all the way back, when this line, was being drawn, and proposed by Meridian, and then accepted by the county. And some of the things that were being said was, the one reason we're interested in this area, because we need more people to pay for the sewer plant.
Yeah.
Because of the sewer plants, and we're not gonna be able to pay for it, so we're gonna put that on these new people coming in, and it was, I don't know where these rumors started, and I don't know how they.
I can guess.
Festered to the point that it got a lot of people scared. In fact, what Meridian doesn't tell you is just straight tax, city taxes, ours is less. They have a bunch of, number one, it's just, it's less, and then number two, if you look at all the other things that are added into theirs, it's, they're out there saying, Kena's taxes are on, they factor in the school district and everything else, well, this is in Meridian's school district, so. Anyhow.
Well, I, you know, and that was my offer to them that day, was to take this line, but leave this zone.
Yeah, let people decide what they want. They said no, because we have to have it for planning purposes.
Right. I mean, yeah, because I'd be okay with that, if we could leave an area where the people get to decide, and.
That seems like an Idaho-y thing to do, like, let people decide what happens with their own land. Yeah.
Let them carry guns and decide where.
It's like a founding principles of Idaho.
Meet out on the ditch bank with their shovels.
I guess the thing I don't understand, not when they say they need to plan that area, is, I understand the concept of planning, however, I'm not gonna extend services to that area. What's there to plan? If you're thinking of providing services to that area in 20 years.
Say so.
It shouldn't be in your area's impact.
Well, they are talking now a little bit different about providing some sewer into, not over Amity, but up to Amity, aren't they? It just seemed like.
Mr. Taylor's meeting, they indicated they were running over this way, or then down Kenyon, and he said, well, they're riding, and he said, well, no.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
Said I can't hear.
Well, just join the party, because, just pretend like you're talking to us, because we can never hear you.
Yeah.
Richard, I have one question. We've got that blue checkerboard north and east of that lateral. It looks like it's future 2015 annexations. If we follow the green line along the lateral, all that, even though they've committed to Kena, would be Meridian's, wouldn't it?
Well, what, and Mr. Taylor's here, I think what's important in it is, property owners, including Mr. Taylor and his neighbors, want to keep that choice open.
Okay.
Currently, if we drew the area of impact line on the green line, and we made it clear to Meridian that these were possible properties that would come in at some point in time, as long as we maintain that category A annexation, that's the property owner's decision to come in, then they could come in. My concern, quite frankly, is I don't think the legislation's going anywhere this year, but it may come back up next year with a stronger fight to pass it, which is going to cause some of these property owners to have to make that decision that they don't want to make, perhaps, in the next year or two, to do that, so.
Seth, from the Association of Idaho Cities today, I talked to him, he said that they're going to have discussions on that this year, and when we begin, where you would propose, there could be changes.
Ultimately, if Meridian, you know, we're conceding some property down here, you know, if the line just went like this at this point in time, that would be perfect, but as we all know, trying to negotiate something with Meridian, you know, when we were talking about this, I think one of the other issues with this line was, they actually wanted it to go west of 69, somewhere over here, so they could pick up that intersection and take all that commercial property at that intersection.
That's going to make 0.2% impact on their tax base.
.002 or something, so.
Richard, do you think Meridian would be agreeable to us stopping at Lake Hazel and leaving that 4 square miles open to individual decisions? I really don't think Meridian would want it. I think they want a cut and dry line.
They do. Yeah, they keep saying they want it for planning purposes.
Yes, to leave this all as it is, and well, we could essentially, and that was one of the things Bill Nary and I worked on some time ago, was having a lot of this area be first come, first serve. If it's somebody, I think the line was here, if somebody wanted to go to Meridian here, you know, they would have to ask vice versa, or CUNA here, they would have to ask. If we were to say, well, we're not going to provide services, then be annexed in. I mean, that seems to be how this has worked through the county when you have dueling cities that both provide services. The issue we have, at least now and foreseeable future, is we have the services, they have the area of impact line. They're not willing to negotiate because they've put that line there. And I just have a fundamental problem with that, staking that out so far and then not being able or desiring to provide those services. And they may have some line capacity issues down here too, so I'm not 100% sure.
And it's going to cost a fortune to run against gravity. I mean,
right.
It makes sense for us to service some of this stuff just from purely a the way the ground is built perspective.
Where does our comprehensive line stop on our map?
Our planning area is that blue line.
And are you asking about the planning area or the
comprehensive plan?
Where I think it's the red line around there.
That's the red line?
The
comp plan?
The original.
That's the area
line that was approved.
That was approved by Ada County?
Yeah, that's okay. The one. I believe it's Ardell.
So that's up to Lake Hazel. Okay.
No.
Next time, just a little square. It's just a
square. Only up to
Right here.
Ardell.
Yeah. Not this red line.
Yeah, that's Meridian's red line. Okay. This is our area of impact. This is our planning area line.
On our.
So that's it. This is
our comp plan.
Correct.
The blue.
Okay. Yes.
Which takes us up to AMA in our comp plan. And that comp plan has been okayed by Ada County.
Yeah, that's what they're holding up.
That's what they're holding up.
They're holding up approval on that, both to the north and to the east, saying they want an agreement on the line before they move it forward.
But the planning area line does not need to go through the county, which I understand is
that it has. Okay. Is there a way that our AOI, I guess, would stop at Lake Hazel and Meridian's would stop at Amity and keep everything in between open and in the county? Would Meridian be acceptable to that? Leave it a no man's land, basically, for that four square miles.
For me, if Meridian's willing to take that, I'm willing to take that. But I don't think they are.
I think they stated they weren't going to, because I think Joe brought that up at the very beginning, to leave that open, and they weren't willing to budge on that.
Well, and their line is currently at Lake Hazel, so they have to go back to the process to...
Yeah, I don't think unless they have a hard and fast line that they would agree to move it without us agreeing to meet it wherever it's being moved to.
Well, maybe Meridian needs to talk to the Ada County Commissioners.
I think they already know.
That's the problem.
I kind of feel the same way Brianna does. They're going to want a hard, fine line at Lake Hazel. They're not going to give.
Well, they've already given up to this point. You know, on Amity, yeah.
I just, I mean, the thing I'm struggling with the most, I keep saying this, but it's just that there's no explanation of why they're so interested in, like, I mean, if it's purely, they want Highway 69 for the economic development piece, I mean, we've explained that it's, you know, potentially an more than eight times bigger impact on our city. You know, I mean, 8% versus less than 1% difference between what it would mean for CUNA and what it would mean for Meridian. I don't know if they just don't care, or if they think less than 1% is super lucrative for some reason. I'm just not getting any sort of, like, real logic behind what their position is.
You don't get to be the number one city of Idaho by giving land away.
Yeah, I think...
Eagle will attest to that.
Well, and then...
Star and Eagle and us.
Their expressed rationale is that's what the people want, but that's 8 or 9 years ago.
The people who maybe don't even live there anymore.
And that was really one that was done, they weren't asked about annexing in, they were asked about what...
Which city do you feel more a part of, right?
Yeah, well, that's a big difference. And that was when Bitter Creek was going to have a sewer line down there, put in by Meridian, so the development was not very far away if they decided to do that. Those things have changed, and yet they're still relying on that dot map.
What if we recreate their study? Is that a way to put it to bed? I mean, recreate it, talk to people that actually own the land now, and it sounds like we probably would need to actually have, like, something written by CUNA and Meridian, because the message that's coming out from Meridian is, like, 80% false.
Well, Troy and I have spent a fair amount of time and with that town hall meeting, these people received the notice. If you go on acreage, we would win. If you go on property owner, we would rather lose, because the property owners that don't want to annex in to the city are these properties typically up here that already have the home on it and a septic. I mean, they are very adamant and clear that they don't want to be in any city. They want to be left alone. These guys here are the ones, again, that would prefer right now to stay out of it, but they want to have that choice. So I think factually I can tell you probably what just about everybody's going to do. These people are interested, you know, CUNA. There's a guy over here that would like to stay in the county, but if he had to. So we've talked to these, there's some expressed interest down there, so it's really, I mean, I can tell you it's different than what Meridian had, but the ones that are developed want to just be left alone.
I'm just wondering if that would break the deadlock. I mean, to the extent they're not willing to give, and we have laid out, you know, here's our line, but these are the caveats, and if they don't like that, I mean, if that would, if what they're holding up is their big, you know, this is the foundation upon which we're basing it, this is what our survey said.
That's like, kind of what this line, at least to here, does, is say, again, I'm not sure what this individual wants, but that's what this line does, is it gives those people the county, which is, if they were to be asked by CUNA or Meridian, they're going to say, we want to stay in the county. Again, as we go over this way, this is Meridian Road, so I talked a little bit, but the hill, and then the radio tower property, clearly they don't have an interest in coming in. And then there were those three pieces there that expressed at this point in time they don't want to. So I'm pretty familiar with all these properties, and that's why I think if we say this will give them, and this we won't, we just need to make sure that we accommodate or give these folks the choice on what they want to do, and then draw the line there. So I guess the question is, if we propose this line with the understanding that they will not propose legislation to deny these folks the right to do a Category A annexation, that gets us where we want to go. I mean, really what we're doing differently is giving up this little corner here and some of this other area down here, and really the people that objected to CUNA came from here and down here.
Well, and out of the six major corners that were in contention, Meridian ends up with four of them, so that seems like a coup from their economic side.
You got this one would go to Meridian, and this one would go to...
Well, yeah, because if we were drawing the line at Amity, we only had these two, and then these four. And so Meridian would get the two at Amity, and two out of the four at Lake Hazel.
Okay,
so they get four out of six.
Okay.
So they've successfully quashed our... any, you know, our desired economic boom.
But, well, this one here, we're going to run down here. So we'll get, if we go
get two
this,
of them, yeah.
No, we're going to go on the east side of the highway.
Oh, it didn't look like the line was drawn like that.
I think that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather do that.
Well, I mean, if we can make that offer so that as long as we can give these people the choice, mm-hmm. that they want to have. Like I said, I'm okay with the
no-man's
land out here for a while. So if we have to draw a line,
then
we can get a choice.
They're the ones pushing the line and then telling people that it's us that's pushing the line.
Right.
Which is really what's frustrating me about it.
I did want to point out on this map here, this green line here was the last proposal from the city of Meridian that they, when you guys met with them, mm-hmm. that was the last of what they had suggested last time.
Yeah, so we're not that far apart, and it doesn't even look like we have to, oh, remember, because we were saying, oh, they gave up this property that these people were so adamant about not being in CUNA, and Meridian gave it away immediately. But, so I would say we can say, yeah, we'll take, I guess we're at a point where we can say, sure, we'll take this subject to these folks who being able to annex into CUNA if they want to.
Okay.
That seems...
I think it gets us where we want to be, because realistically, again, these are 10 to 20 years at the minimum to have any decision made.
What do you guys think?
Are we going to hold fast to Amity Road then north?
No. It was like basically agree to the green line proposed in this one,
right.
With the exception of the properties, the future annexations
right.
listed on here.
But are we holding fast and hard to Amity, not going north of that?
Yes, because we'd be agreeing to the green line.
So the argument is Lake Hazel and going north of it.
Yeah.
Basically.
And then come back at the high point of that canal.
Right. Yeah. At one time, they were trying to hold us to Lake Hazel. Now they're saying as long as we follow the lateral, they're fine with that.
I guess, so essentially, their proposed line, but if there's still interest in scooching out, you know, so if we're not splitting right on the road, but on the side of it, I guess that would be the only other potential modification.
Okay.
I don't know what everybody else thinks.
With the green line coming down to Meridian and Lake Hazel, do we have all four corners, or do we have the two west?
Well, we would like all four corners. Remember, that's where we got hung up in one of the areas with Meridian, is they wanted all four corners of that intersection last time we were meeting, so.
But the way the line's drawn, usually that would divide that four corners to two to us and two to Meridian, if you're coming straight down the middle there.
Right.
You're talking about moving that line over, though, aren't you?
Well, that's
cut it over.
Well,
I think it's fair if they get four at Amity, we should get four at Lake Hazel. I mean, I think that's only fair. My only thing that I would like to add is that I just, I don't understand why these people up here aren't pushing on Meridian to not put them in their area impact. That's a different story too. But I just hope that these people that we are fighting for, because that's what we're fighting for, is this future annexation, take that into consideration when that time comes, that we fought for them and just didn't give them up. And I, but otherwise, I have no, I mean, I think I'd like to get this done and over with. And, but I think we scoot that line over at Lake Hazel so we get all four corners. I'm agreeable to that. And
but you know, that annexation up above that line, those people just want a choice.
Oh, I want them to get the choice. Yeah, I don't want to force.
They don't want to come in and insult Meridian. They don't want to come in and say, "Oh yeah, we'll annex tomorrow." You know, and if you look at where we are from where we were 10 years ago, when he hardly recognized this map, and so there's worlds of changes coming. And I don't think that when Dave Taysom is no longer here, that Meridian could cross Highway 69 and all for a sewer to a small acreage, they'd probably never do it.
I think at one time they came all the way down to Hubbard on one of their plans. That's how far Meridian was encroaching. So we've gained, we've gained quite a bit, but still.
Mayor, my point with my statement was that we are fighting to give them a choice.
Sure,
and that's where my.
And they deserve a choice because the law gives them a choice. So anyway, if everybody's kind of in agreement that we take this to Meridian along with the connotation that these properties retain a choice. Then
and see if we can jog the line across.
And see if we can't straighten out a little more of Lake Hazel.
Okay.
All right.
And you should remind them that a good negotiation means that both parties go away a little unhappy.
Compromise,
Richard?
Okay.
Are we assuming just that blue check is the area that we're wanting to remain free, or that 4 square miles?
Just that blue check area.
Okay, so if somebody over on this area, which is Tim X's area, if he wanted to come into CUNA, we would not be receptive to it?
No, our area.
Because it would be south?
Our line will be here.
Right.
So this will be CUNA's line. So anybody in this area will be in the CUNA area of impact. This line will then move up here.
Okay.
Because these two lines will then match.
And this goes to Black Hat and down Black Hat?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, it went over to Black Hat. I think it did. Yeah, it goes all the way over.
Yeah, Black Hat is the county line.
McDermott, actually. Yeah.
So this area would be in the contested free zone, so to speak. This whole area, or just that
check? This check stuff. These folks aren't interested at all.
Okay.
They're developed
okay.
property. This is the radio towers, one of these properties I'm not sure of, and that's where we can't service without putting a grinder in.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll proceed on with that and see what we can, if Meridian is a sufficient mindset that they can move their line down to our main street. Anyway, so we need to adjourn the work session.
Mr. Mayor, move to adjourn the work session.
Second.
It's been moved and second. We adjourn the work session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. And now we'll give Chris just a